Injury-wise, how are you looking?
We're looking fine at the moment. We've full bill of health, apart from young George Smith in those terms. So, yeah, we're looking okay.
Do you look at making the odd change here this weekend?
Yes, in a word. I think the performance at Port Vale gives me the scope to do that, you know, because I think that the first 45 in particular was poor from our perspective. We didn't dictate any parts of our pattern of play defensively or on the attacking side of our approach to the game, which was very disappointing, you know, considering we worked on it during the week and spoke to it just prior to the game as well, you know, what was needed in a game against Port Vale, the situation they found themselves in on that weekend. So yeah, it gives me scope and it gives me a little bit of elbow power, if you like, to be able to do it.
You've made changes over recent weeks, some enforced, of course, some because of form. Do you want that 11 to sort of put their hands up now and say, right, I want to play this week, next week and beyond?
Well, that's always a gauntlet they've got to throw down, isn't it? You know, it's like Andy, I think it's, you know, I want players who, not literally, come into me and say, right, you drop me if you can, because I'm playing so well. And that's what we need to have. We need to have that, how can I say that, that real commitment to their positions and a real understanding that to get in that position, staying there, is going to be a big fight. And I want the best possible characters to come forward and make statements like that. And if we do that, then that's great. You know, then they'll be one of the first names on the team sheets. And we've got it in one or two areas already. You know, don't get me wrong, it's not, we're not talking all doom and gloom here, by the way. You know, but it's just the opposition that needs to be tied down and tied down securely by the individual. And I think that'll be a test of character for those players I'm talking about.
Must be slightly frustrating, though, because we've sat here before and talked about how Barnsley have given a couple of teams some thumpings this season. There's been some resounding victories, and all of a sudden, at this moment, there's just been a couple of frustrating results.
Well, yeah, that's what they are, frustrating. You know, this. I mean, a lot of people will always, you know, hit the highs and lows on wins and losses. You know, that's the way it is, unfortunately. But I'm not like that. You know, I'm quite the opposite. I'm fairly level-headed and understanding of that. You know, it's such a part of the season, a time of the season that we have at the moment, that two or three wins and it can elevate you straight into the top few areas. So I'm not duly concerned about it. But what more important to myself, you know, is the form and performance of the players. Mm. You know, and if the results come with great performances, then that's utopia. But who has utopia nowadays? Excuse me. He's not. There's not many teams can have perfection.
If you are looking for players to stake their claim specifically, is it up front mainly right now?
Yes, it is. That's one of the areas. Yeah, but it's not just there. But I think there is that challenge for the four strikers that we have at this moment. That to turn around and say, right, I'm the number one. You pick somebody to play alongside me if we're going to play with a two up the top. And that's not been apparent at the moment in time. It's not been apparent enough to me anyway, you know, and I think from that point of view, you know, that is a big challenge for those players. But I will say as well, you know, that, you know, three out of the four players are very inexperienced, you know, and I think that's where maybe the problem lies, you know, where, you know, they've not really had this challenge in front of them in the fledgling of their careers.
That's going to perhaps bring that in as regards Sam Winnell, because he was seen as a hot shot signing. He obviously had a great season with Scunthorpe, hadn't he? Scored an awful lot of goals and perhaps was expected to go on and do the same. But this is the first time he's played League One football.
Yeah, and it's a massive step up as well, you know, and from League One, from League Two to League One, from League One into the Championship, the massive steps. Mm. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. This is a tough league. This is a very, very hard league, and I'm delighted now that one or two people maybe are looking up and thinking, crikey, I didn't realise it was this tough or this good in some cases, and because it does open their eyes a little bit when you've not seen this football for quite a while. There's some very good teams in here. There's some strong teams in the league. There's some experienced players in the league that you've got to contend with on a regular basis. And going back to Sam, it was always going to be difficult for him. But there's no reason why he can't come to the party, that's for sure. You know, he's had his goal, he's off the mark, which is always a good step. And again, it's like I said before, it's just making those consistent soundings that we'll all be happy with. And it's not just the goal scoring. That's a big bonus of a striker's part. But you know, you've got to make sure again you've got other parts and other little bits of your game that's got to be as consistent as your goal scoring if that's possible.
I wasn't there, so not fully aware. What happened with Brown last week then at Port Vale?
He had a torrid.
Right.
It's as simple as that. You know, players do that sometimes. He's playing against a lad who's very, very much on fire, you know, with Mark Marshall. And he played exceptionally well on the day. And I know you, Mark, from NK Dons. So I knew what he was capable of doing. And maybe that's one of the reasons why a lot of people haven't heard of Mark, because he's inconsistent, you know. And we got him on the day when he was on fire. And Reece, you know, couldn't cope with him the first 45 minutes. That's why he was replaced. And there's nothing sinister in that. You know, it does happen. And we've got to be quite honest as to why. And he's very, very open and honest as his performance. So so that's not really a big concern of mine. Really, you know, my concern was as a team. You know, we were so lax and so easy-oozy at times in our approach play. Either be defending or attacking, you know, and that's what disappointed me on Saturday, because we set the tempo for ourselves and not the other way around, and that was disappointing.
Right now, as we are counting down to Swindon, of course, do you know the team you want to put out against them this weekend, or are there still maybe issues of players you think, well, what if, what could be, etc.?
The team has been selected, yeah, that's been done already, but. But there's always scope for change. You know, this is what I'm saying. You know, whether there's changes in lads who are not playing, who feel they should be playing, they've got to make an effort to really endorse what their feelings are by showing it to me. You know, and the lads who know who play on Saturday, the challenge for them now is to stay in the team and make sure I pick the same team the week after.
I suppose when we are analysing these things, and obviously we've known you for a long time, that if you have a duff result like at Port Vale, the best player's never in the team, I suppose.
Yeah, you could say that, but it's who's the best player in whose eyes. Yeah. That's the difference. There'll be a million and one opinions of who was the best player, you know. But we have to do what we feel is best for the chance of getting a good result on Saturday, and we'll do that.
Changing tack, not for the first time, and reasonably regularly recently, we've mentioned about loan additions. Has anything progressed on that front?
Well, we've got nothing to be talking about for Saturday. We've been very close on two this week, but they've not come to fruition. So maybe after the weekend we might revisit that again, but not for this weekend.
Is it still that striker target man and possibly a defender, I suppose?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not changed. Like I said before, we've got areas where we want to cover. And give ourselves, you know, the best possible chance of getting the results on a consistent basis. And if that means bringing somebody in as the areas you've identified there, then so be it. We'll do it. Will it upset one or two people? I'm sure it will. But there you go.
Ramage, is he still on the agenda at all? I just happened to look across the team sheets last night. I think he was on the bench for them. Is he somebody you might be able to bring back here?
I don't really know in that respect whether that's feasible or not. Yes, we've talked about Rams before. He's a great leader, you know, and I don't think we saw anything like the best of him last season, but we saw glimpses of what he's capable of doing. And he's not in the team, you're right, you know, but it might just be a step too far for us at the moment.
And I'm told you've had a look at a trialist, Pearson. Is that still ongoing?
Stephen's in, yeah. He's down from Scotland. He's a very, very experienced player in the Premiership, Championship, League One. So in that respect, we're just going to have a good look at him. There's nothing concrete on that. You know, he said he'd just come down and show us, you know, what his fitness is like, and we'll assess that as we're going along. It'll be the end of the week, and maybe even to next week before we make a decision.
Right. So move on to Swindon then. Well, they had an extraordinary performance and win last weekend. What do you make of them right now?
Very good side. I think they've got the confidence is sky high. They've got a team of youngish players, and I think that, you know, like everything, you know, when your confidence is high, you can feel you can get away with anything, and they're playing like that at the moment. They're playing with the freedom, you know. But at the same time, they're like a lot of teams in this division. You know that they can have a great week and the next week a bad week. You know, and that's what we're all capable of doing, sadly. But I have to say, at this moment in time, they're playing very well, and the confidence is high, and it'll be a big test for us, and arguably the best, the sternest test we've had so far this season.
Because, albeit from one viewing, they play quite a vibrant brand of football. I think it's Kasim in the middle of the park. He sets them off. It's all on the floor. It's very bright and fast.
It is, yeah. Like I said, and like I said, they're playing with the freedom. You know that that you want your players to express, and they're certainly doing that at the moment in time. Will it be enough? You know, to travel through the season playing in that manner. You know, that's arguable. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But I do think that at this stage, you know, to get a team with the confidence that they're showing at the moment will be very difficult for us. But we're not bad. On our day, we're not bad.
I was going to, do you look at that and say, because of their style of play and they're not kick and rush, you know, 11, 6 foot five players, that actually perhaps suits Barnsley better?
I don't really know in turn, because a lot of teams have got a little bit of both, and I think they've got a bit of both as well. You know, they've, you know, up the top with Smith, he's a big lad, and Williams can come off the sides as well. He played midweek, so they've got that physicality as well. You know, so to change it round, but generally, yes, they are a footballing side, and they will give you a chance, you know. And I think from our point of view, it's how we approach the game. And if we approach a game like we did on Saturday, we'll have a problem. But I'm very, very confident that won't happen.
This is an obvious statement to make, or an obvious question to pose, but I ask in a slightly pointed way about, is the priority first the clean sheet this weekend?
No, the priority is to win. You know, whatever it may be. If we win 7-6, I'll be quite happy. If we go to penalties, which it won't happen, but 14-13, no. But I wouldn't mind them in a penalty in the first half, yeah. By the way. But no, I think it's fair to say that, you know, a win is what we're after. You know, 3 points, however they come, and whatever scoreline it is, along with the 3 points.
So as we sit here now, obviously several games into the season, your assessment, your progress report is what at this stage?
It's average. It's average, I have to say. I think it's I think from where we are at the moment in time, and if you just take the game in hand, and we'd be mid table. So mid table is about right from where we are. And I don't think that's a bad thing at this stage. I mean, 8 games into the season, you know, it's, you know, you know you can get better. You're guaranteed you will get better. And I think as we go along, you know, the strength and the personality of the player will come out, and I think we'll be up there.